Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
That's right. At least we're going to try to do as we will today for Kennedy. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Morning. Tell us what's going on.
So I met this guy, Matt, on Tinder. And, you know, we didn't jump in anything. We took our time, really got to know each other, found each other on socials, all of that.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, and you did, like, the stalking, the social stalking afterwards is what you're saying.
Right, make sure we're not getting anything crazy.
Right, all right, I'm with you.
And so he ended up asking me out for dinner, and we went, and we had an amazing time together.
Cool.
We went to Tiburon, which, you know, is not a cheap place to go.
That's like a legit place.
Like
Tiburon
a
is like a date. What were you saying the other day, Chantel? Like, if someone wants to take you to a nice restaurant, it takes more energy out of you.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, that's a lot of energy.
Like, you feel like you can...
Yeah, so it just depends, like, where my energy level is that night.
So if it's a nice restaurant, it requires more...
More energy. Like, okay. I gotta get dressed.
Right.
I gotta get in the right mindset.
You have to work a little harder.
You gotta work a little harder.
So tell us about the date at Tiburon.
It was amazing. Like, we had a ton to talk about, and we spent, you know, the whole time getting to know each other even more, and there was none of that awkward silence. Like, we both had, you know, great stories and tons to share, and it was just a really, really nice night together. And then we started talking about the idea of a second date.
Okay.
And he's been super flaky ever since. Like, I can't seem to get a hold of him. I've reached out, like, text messages, DMs, Insta, like, nothing.
I learned a new term from Chantel called love bombing.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to ask you, do you think that you were love bombing there towards the end? Were you did you come on too strong? Were you sending too many text messages or gifts or anything?
I mean, I don't think so. Like I said, it was we both had a great time. Like,
yeah.
We both were really into the idea of going out again, and then just nothing.
Did I use that right, Chantel?
Yeah.
Love bombing.
So. Uh-huh.
Is it buying gifts or just like saying you're into someone too much?
I think it's buying gifts and just like overdoing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Kennedy, you're saying that didn't happen. You're saying it was a fine date. I mean, we can get Matt's number from you. We can call him up and just, you know, ask like what's going on. Why after such good conversation, you know, he's not calling you back. Do you want to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Then what we'll do is we'll get Matt's number from you and we will call him up next. It's your 7:30 second date update with John and Chantel. Kennedy and Matt met online. Basic date, went to Tiburon, had a good time, chatted. Kennedy said that the conversation flowed. It was fine. Like, they got to know each other pretty well. But ever since then, Matt's been pretty flaky. Kennedy, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Flaky, for sure.
Flaky is the word. Okay. Well, we have Matt's number, so why don't we just call him up? Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in, and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Matt there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Matt, what's up? My name is John. Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. You got a few minutes just to talk to us on the radio?
Sure. Okay. What's up?
I promise, you know, it won't... It won't take a lot of time. In fact, we're calling because you went out on a date with someone who thought it was a really good date, and they've asked us to reach out to you and, you know, see what's going on. In fact, do you happen to remember your date with Kennedy?
Yeah, I remember my date with Kennedy. If you could call it a date.
What happened?
Oh, that girl is just addicted to her phone and her social media. The entire time we are on the date, she's staring at her phone and laughing and replying to, I guess, what were funny messages, and hardly listening to me at all. I really felt like I was just the third wheel on a date with her and her phone.
Wait a minute.
It seemed more like her and her phone.
That's not fair.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Is that Kennedy?
Yeah, that is actually. I'm sorry, Matt. Kennedy was listening in. She was kind of going to hang out there. So, Kennedy, were you texting with people? Is that what's going on?
I mean, yeah, but Addison Rae documents her life on social media. It's how you build a brand.
Yeah, but are you on a date with me or your 422 followers?
That's seriously just not fair. Like, you know, that's why I'm working hard on this. We talked about this.
Wait.
The more entertaining your lives are and your posts, the more views you get.
Yeah, I didn't know that meant it consumed your entire life. And I'm glad you were entertaining your audience at my expense.
Were you like live tweeting
our date to everybody?
Like, what was going? Like, were you just like sharing everything that was happening on the date? Is that what was, Kennedy? Like, you're just there posting one story after another?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do.
I mean, I feel like when you're on a date at Tiburon, you can maybe put your phone down for 2 hours.
If you're at Topgolf, it's one thing.
Yeah.
But Tiburon's another story, is what you're saying. I mean, there's only
so many.
Like, you were not matching the energy that it was going to take for that kind of a date.
Yeah, did you tweet that bill that I paid that night too for dinner?
I guess I really was a little more nervous than I thought, and it was just kind of a natural reflex for me to have my phone out.
And I get that. I understand that. Like when you're bored or you're like self-conscious sometimes,
yeah,
it's like a comfort blanket.
Uh-huh. Like a fidget spinner.
I really thought we had a good thing going. And I mean, like all of my friends on Insta agreed and they thought you were really cute.
Oh, Matt, making waves on the social media. There you go, trending high. That's what I'm hearing. Like, what do you think? If we pay for the second date, we can't afford Tiburon, but we can afford something that's kind of nice. Like, would you guys be willing to go out again? I mean, Kennedy, are you willing to put the phone down and just focus on Matt this time around?
I will absolutely. I'll leave my phone at home.
Wow.
I thought it was a great date. So if he's willing, I will put the phone down and I will be there with him.
What about you, Matt? What do you think?
If there is no phone and no 400 followers, I'm there too. Yeah. I'm into more of an intimate setting.
All right then.
Yes.